Hello and welcome everybody to our Q&A call today from the Healing Coast. This is our Thursday afternoon Q&A call, and I would like to welcome everybody again on behalf of the Healing Codes. The name of our call is Ask a Coach, Get Started, Go Deeper. Today is June 27th, 2019, and everything on this call is being recorded. The recording is available to registered members as a download from our website, which is www.thehealingcodes.com/forward-board. My name is Annika Constantine. I'm a certified Healing Codes practitioner. And before we get started, I want to give our disclaimer. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. Since we're going to be talking about the issues of health and well-being, we want to make sure that you understand that this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in this presentation is the opinion of myself, Annika Constantine. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns that you may have. The main purpose of this call is to answer questions about doing the Healing Codes process. Uncertainty about doing it right will slow down your progress. Your questions often serve the needs of others on this call or people who will listen to the recording at a later time. So today we are asking those of you who are uncertain about part of the Healing Codes process to ask questions. Another purpose is to validate people who want to tell us of their successes using the codes, because these stories encourage you as you do this work. So when you hear other people describe their own efforts, challenges, and successes, you can more easily form pictures of your own healing journey. So in order for you to be able to ask your questions, you have basically two ways to do that. If you dialed in from your phone or are with us via the web call, you can either hit star 2 on your keypad, especially if you are calling in from a phone, and that will raise a hand on my computer screen. I will then unmute your line and call out the last 4 digits of your phone number, or call out your first name if I see your name, if you're calling in from the web call, and then you can ask your question, ask away. If you are on the web call, you can also just press the button that says raise hand. That will have the same effect. If you press it again, it will lower your hand. So if you press it by mistake, that's where you can press. If you are on the webcast, you will see a chat box where you can type in your question or your comment. And when you click on submit, I can read that on my computer screen and I will read your question out loud. Before we move on to the actual part of the Q&A part of our call, we always open our call by doing a Healing Codes process together. And to do that Healing Code, we are going to be using the Universal Healing Code from the book The Healing Code by Dr. Alex Lloyd and Dr. Ben Johnson. So if you have an issue that maybe you have been working on with the Healing Codes for some time, or something that maybe came up recently, please feel free to use that issue or to address that issue today as we do this Healing Code together. You can also just stay open and use that Healing Code to heal whatever may come up, or if you can't think of any specific issue right now, you can just also use it to help fill you with more positive energy, with healing of anything that you may not even be aware of. So whatever you choose, whatever feels best to you right now, that is the way to go. And I would like to give everybody an opportunity right now to single in on an issue if you do have one. Now you can ask yourself, regarding my issue, how does that make me feel emotionally? Or can I identify a negative belief I have about that issue? It could be a physical issue, a relational issue, a financial issue. It could be anything at all. And what we are going for right now is the emotion or belief attached to that, or whatever you feel when you ask yourself how that makes you feel. Or you can picture yourself, if that's easier, in that situation or whatever that issue is, and then just see what comes up. You know, maybe if you feel a certain emotion in your somewhere in your body, that can help you, can point it as well. So whatever it may be, just see what it could be. Now, if you have identified an emotion and or belief, you can rate that on a scale from 1 to 10. That will help you rate your progress at the end of a code and help you determine if you should do another round of the healing code to bring that issue down even further. Now, when you think of that emotion or belief that you have identified, ask yourself, does that remind me of a situation in my life? We don't necessarily mean the same circumstances as far as the issue is concerned. What we're talking about here is either the emotion or belief that you are experiencing, or it could be a thought pattern, or just a pattern that you just feel like, oh man, I've felt this way before. So whatever comes up here, that would be a really great memory to address in your prayer. Usually we say the earlier you can go back, the better, because that will help dissolve the root cause of that issue, which could be that exact memory, or it could be a memory that is very closely related to the one that you have identified. So just go ahead and do that and see if anything comes up. You don't need to do a lot of digging, just kind of allow a memory to pop up if there is one that wants to be addressed right now. It could also be a certain time period in your life. It doesn't necessarily have to be just one event. So whatever comes up. And if something has come up, you can rate that memory as well on a scale from 1 to 10 and see how strong that still is, how strong that still resonates with you. If it's hard for you to rate, that's okay. You don't have to necessarily rate it. It's really just a tool to facilitate the process, so don't worry about that. All right. And that's pretty much everything you need for right now. So if you have your issue, you can now say a prayer from your heart and just ask for that issue to be healed. I would address also all emotions that you have identified and any memories that have popped up when you thought of that issue. And you can go ahead and do that right now. If you haven't finished, please do feel free to continue praying, either while we do the healing code or now that I'm going to read the prayer from the book. Now, while we do the healing code, just focus on something loving, something healing for you, something that helps you get into that wonderful state of love, whatever you feel is healing to you. If that's hard for you, you can just also try to stay neutral and just stay open to that process. You don't really need to work hard. You don't need to do anything. It's just about staying open and receiving, getting into receiving mode. Dear God, I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, now state your problem or your issues, would be found, opened, and healed by filling me and us now with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Amen. Now we get started with the first hand position, both hands bridge, both hands bridge. both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. And relax and focus on that love picture. Both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. final position, both hands, temples, both hands, temples. And you may place both hands over the middle of your chest, over your heart center. If you'd like, you can say a prayer of gratitude, or just send more love and healing to each and every single cell and memory of your body and your being and of your life. And ask for that love to heal and restore and cleanse everything, and for that truth to burst forth within you, in your thinking, your feeling, even in the physiology of your body. And I release this healing to each and every one on our call in truth and in love from heart to heart. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for joining in. Now I'd like to move on to our Q&A part of the call. Now, if you have a question, like I said before, I'm going to repeat it again just so you know what to do. You can either call in and raise your hand by pressing star 2 on your keypad. That will raise your hand here in my system, and I will then unmute your line, and you can ask away or share a comment with everybody, an experience, whatever you would like. Everything is welcome. If you are calling in from the web call, all you have to do is press the button raise hand. That will have the same effect. Or you can also press star 2 on your dial pad that you will see in your window. If you are with us via the webcast, you have the opportunity to submit a written question. You can type it into the chat box that you see and press submit. And that will show up here in our teleseminar system as well. All right. I do see a question from Sharon. Thank you, Sharon, for sending in your question. I'm going to read it. Okay. She writes, in the 3-minute trilogy, I have two questions about hand positions. When we do hands on the forehead, eyebrow, and brainstem, does it matter which order we do left and right hands? And when we do minute 3 on the chakras, does it matter which order hands are stacked? Okay, thank you, Sharon, so much for those questions. Those are really good questions. As far as I know, usually what we do when we do the positions of the healing codes too, which is brainstem and the high bridge or high brow or prefrontal cortex, we have many names for it, but I've heard Dr. Alex say recently, usually prefrontal cortex and the brainstem. And usually chronology or the sequence goes as follows. You would first start with your left hand on the brainstem and the right hand on the high bridge or the prefrontal cortex. And then you switch hand, meaning next position would be left hand on the high bridge or prefrontal cortex, and right hand goes on your brainstem. That's the order that usually is used, and it usually starts with the left hand on the brainstem. Now, I am not 100% sure if you do it the other way around, the reverse way, if it has an adverse effect. I would think no, but that's basically the general guideline for doing the sequence of both. So first is left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge, and then you switch it, left hand high bridge and right hand brainstem. Now when you do minute 3 on the energy centers and the conception and governing vessel, it doesn't matter in which order the hands are stacked. So you could either have your left hand on the body and your right hand on top of it, or the other way around, whatever feels most comfortable to you. You can also switch it up after, you know, you've done one round of it, switch it up if you'd like. I don't really pay attention to how they're stacked usually when I do it, but obviously if you have a preference, you can use your preference. So I hope that helps. Okay, and Sharon wrote something else. Thank you, Sharon, for your questions. She writes about prayer. What if you forget to pray? I'm new to this. I'm not praying, but new to the she's new to this, not to praying, but new to the codes and trilogy. Or what if you want to do back-to-back codes and trilogies? Can you consolidate your prayers? Okay, well, usually when you do the trilogy, what's suggested kind of is that you, or it's a suggestion, so you can really, you know, follow your heart. If you feel like you want to say one big nice prayer in the beginning of it and then just get started, that's wonderful. Generally the suggestion is to say a prayer before each of the 3 minutes, so before each sequence, just to pray that, you know, depending on which area you're focusing on, for example, you know, with the tapping, it would be spiritual and mental. So you can just say a very short, simple prayer if you'd like, for anything to be healed in those areas, anything physical and, I'm sorry, it was physical and mental when it comes to the tapping, so physical and mental, and just any for anything to be healed. You can also be super elaborate with your prayer. It's a personal thing, so whatever you prefer is good. But it's usually the general suggestion, I would say. Now, when it comes to the codes, we do suggest also saying a prayer in the beginning, like we did right now with the Universal Healing Code. You said a prayer in the beginning, and then when you do the healing code, you can, like I said, focus on something positive, something healing. You can also keep praying if that's what you like. You can say prayers of gratitude. I know, for example, that Dr. Alex Lloyd tends to pray while he does the healing codes. I probably think that he will do the same with trilogy, so that's something you could try as well, if that's something you like. But no, I mean, if you forget to pray, for example, between, you know, some of the sequences, I wouldn't say it does you any harm. Obviously, you know, it's suggested, it has a huge power in and of itself. And it also sometimes helps you set the course and kind of maybe even, you know, clear your thoughts and maybe even receive some inspiration while you pray. And so it's suggested for sure. Now your question was, if you do them back to back, for example, you do healing codes back to back or even trilogies. Yeah, definitely you don't have to necessarily pray between each, you know, new sequence. So if you do many codes back to back, you could just basically make it one huge code and just pray in the beginning, and then your code could be 10, 15, 20 minutes long, or your trilogies could be, you know, 10 minutes or 50 minutes long, and you wouldn't necessarily have to repeat the prayer. Now, if that's something you would like to do, you're absolutely welcome to do that, but that's definitely an option, especially if you do longer, bigger, you know, chunks of codes or trilogies in one go. All right. Well, there's a really, really great question, Sharon. Okay. Okay, we do have a caller calling in from Florida, from Crestview, if this shows correctly. I'm going to open your line. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hey, this is April, and just a comment. I was going to say to the last caller, when I first started with the healing code, all I had was the Universal Healing Code, the one that we just did just now, and I was in such bad shape that it wasn't that I didn't believe in prayer. I know Dr. Lloyd talks about if you don't believe in prayer, you just make a request with your heart. That wasn't it. It was just that I was hurting so bad, I just couldn't utter a word, even in my heart. So I was, and I still got benefit. It was very powerful going through, you know, the universal code as as we, you know, did just a minute ago together. And so I hope that helps. I hope that helps too, to add to the conversation, because sometimes I think, you know, maybe your heart has a request and your conscious mind just can't find words for it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still very, I did get to the point where I could, you know, speak even in my heart and in prayer, but not immediately, not right away. There was a long time there.
Mm-hmm.
I was just in a situation and I just had no words. I had no words. And it still, it was very powerful, very, very much energy. Just doing the basic, you know. So that's also, I just want to say thank you too. So
April, thank you so much for sharing that. That's so true.
Right.
And like you said, sometimes prayers can be words, but they're not really words. It's what's in your heart. And sometimes you can't find the words, and you're completely right. So that's such a great,
mm-hmm.
helpful comment, and hopefully that will help Sharon as well.
Hope that encourages her too, yeah.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, April, for sharing that.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. I'm muting April's line. Yeah, that's such a helpful, wonderful comment. It's wonderful. All right. All right, Sharon said something. Oh, yeah. Sharon wants to thank you, April, for sharing your struggles early on to pray. And she says you're very sweet. So that's wonderful. I'm really, really, really glad. Yeah, I hope, Sharon, that you definitely also, you know, you can find what you're seeking. And the Healing Codes and Trilogy are wonderful, really, really powerful tools. And there's really so much, you know, that we can't really grasp consciously, but a lot happens within us spiritually and, you know, on an unspoken level, really. So hopefully that's helpful. Wonderful. All right. So if anybody has any more questions, I would be very happy to help you if I can. Okay, we do have someone that raised their hand. I'm going to open your line. Hi, who am
I
speaking with?
This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Hi. I learned this a while ago, but I haven't done a lot with it. So as far as the kind of setup, and so I have a question about healing a habit, like procrastination, and do we still try to think of the first time that we can remember doing that? Because if we've kind of always done it, it's not really like an instant or something to remember.
Mm-hmm.
How would we handle that?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. So if it's something that you feel you've always struggled with, something that could be helpful is to just ask in your prayer for all early memories that are connected to that issue to be healed, even if you don't consciously remember, or if you feel like it's always been an issue, it may be definitely be a generational issue as well. So maybe you could look at your family, like your parents. Do you see any patterns of procrastination there? Or even if you've met your grandparents, maybe something that you could identify there. If you haven't met them, or if you wouldn't really know, but you feel like it could be something, I would definitely address that in, or include that in your prayer as well. And that usually even tends to be really helpful, just to ask generally for generational issues to be healed, especially when we can't pinpoint it to one certain time when, you know, an issue or a habit started.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I have one more comment maybe that can help you. You could even go at it from a different angle. So you can ask yourself, again, how does that, you know, me procrastinating, how does that make me feel? And then you can go by your emotions or beliefs that you experience. And ask yourself, again, maybe in relation to those emotions, if something comes up as far as your memories are concerned. And it may be something that doesn't have to do, or at first sight, it doesn't have to do anything with a procrastination issue. But if the emotion is similar, just include it in your prayer. Like, it does no harm, even if it's not directly related to it. Even if it doesn't make sense, rationally, it doesn't really make any sense. If something does pop up, even if, yeah, you feel like, oh, this can't have to do with it, but sometimes it really does. And try to work with that, whatever pops up. So that would be another way to go about it.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Do you have any more questions I can help you with?
No, I think that's it for now. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome, Lynn. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, everybody, if you have any more questions, please go ahead. You can press star 2 on your keypad. I think I see a few new callers that just came in. So if you have any more questions, or if you have a question, that's what you can do to raise your hand. Okay, we do have a caller. I'm going to take your call. It's a number ending in 5920. 5920.
Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking with? Hello.
Hi, this is Lori calling.
Hi, Lori, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I have a few,
how can I help you today?
A few quick questions. One is about the Q code. You can add that to, you know, you punch in the positions. Does that work with Trilogy too?
Well, it wouldn't really work with Trilogy, I think, because Trilogy, you know, the positions are already really, really fast because they're only a few seconds long. So what was your idea when it comes to the key codes with Trilogy? I don't really see it working, but do you mean to save some time when you do Trilogy?
Yeah,
is that your...
When I get the custom-guided Trilogy process, you get the list of the positions, and sometimes with the healing codes too, he holds those longer. So to save some time, I thought if I just went through the positions and then at the end did the code, would that make a difference?
Oh, yeah, you could definitely do that. Like if it's after the, you mean the healing code after the Trilogy process, or
after the
you
whole
mean within the actual Trilogy?
Yeah, the custom process where
you
back and forth between
the custom process.
Yeah.
Well, I think that could work for sure. If you don't do it with the actual
recording,
because you know, so if you do it in a written form, maybe because I'm not 100% sure, I would try it out and see how it makes you feel. Again, you can't do any harm. Maybe write an email to our customer service and ask what they think, because I'm not 100% sure, actually. Yeah.
Okay, the next question has to do with the custom-guided Trilogy process. And I got the one for depression and anxiety, and I'm doing it, and I'm sharing that with my, you know, just sharing it with my loved ones. And now my daughter has some interest in doing, because she has an anxiety disorder. But since I've been sharing it for weeks, will it be effective for her if she started doing it herself?
Yes, it would be, for sure.
Even though it's been, like, over 2 weeks now.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes no difference. Even you can, it kind of, you know, conserves the whole energy, the whole process. You can even start with it, like, weeks after the actual call. So it will still... Because it has to do with the whole quantum physics thing. It's kind of like you're doing it, you know, right at that time, in that moment, even if you start later. So.
Okay. I think more about the fact that she's been benefiting from me sharing, passing on the healing energy for 2 weeks now. So I'm just wondering.
No, I would say definitely she can, maybe not the full 2 weeks if you've been doing it for her as well, but definitely she can use it. I would say probably the full 2 weeks, maybe a little bit shorter, but she can definitely work with it as well.
Did it herself.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, and I was also wondering, or noticing for myself, that he goes through three categories: the thing bothering you the most painful thing,
mm-hmm.
the focus. And when I do that, sometimes it seems like all three kind of be similar, and they kind of go together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering about
mm-hmm.
the synergy of that. Is that would be even more powerful because they're kind of related?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I think I didn't catch a word there. So your question is if that's more powerful if they're all very similar?
Yeah, because there's so many aspects to the thing, mm-hmm. the most painful thing in my life, and say like
right.
the depression thing. So I can kind of coordinate a particular aspect with the thing bothering me
mm-hmm.
today, and I'm wondering if that makes it more powerful to do that.
Yeah, definitely. If you feel that they're all very similar, you just always work with whatever comes up for you, and if they happen to be, you know, pretty much the same thing, that's
mm-hmm.
absolutely fine, and it will, and it does help you because you're coming, you know, at that issue, let's say the depression from different angles. So, you know, if there's a really painful memory and then you work on that and then, you know, you work on the depression is the thing bothering you the most, that's perfectly fine. And it should actually be really, really, really powerful that way too.
Okay. And another question I had, because you mentioned this a few calls ago, that if you're doing a big, long session where you're covering a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I was curious about if you're trying to cover, like I have a lot of physical issues, and if I try to cover too
mm-hmm.
many in one session, is that wise because my body needs...
Hello? Hi, I don't know if you can... Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi, yeah, I'm so sorry. I couldn't hear you anymore. So the last thing I heard was that you said you have a lot of physical issues, and then it basically
okay.
went out.
Right. So if I try to cover all these different physical issues in one half-hour session or something, is that wise? Because my body does need time to address, you know, whatever, you know, releasing whatever hormones or things that it has to release, you know, to heal.
Yes.
And if I did many issues, would that just kind of be an overload for my, you know,
mm-hmm.
body to heal?
Mm-hmm. Well, generally we suggest that you try to, if you have several issues and several physical issues, that you try to see which one of those bothers you more than the others mm-hmm. and focus first and foremost on just one. It tends to be more effective. You can also try it, you know, once in a while, maybe just basically ask for all physical issues to be healed and don't really go into detail, you
okay.
know, or you can list all of them, but it's kind of more a general, you know, approach. But as far as, you know, the length of it and you being overloaded by it or, you know, overwhelmed, if you do feel that if you do a longer session and you are experiencing some sort of healing response, which can happen, I would advise you to, go a little bit easier on it. So that could happen. It doesn't happen to everybody, but it does happen to some people. So if that happens, you know what it is. And
okay.
I would probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I am one of those 1 in 10 that it happens to.
Yeah.
Especially
yeah.
emotional things, like I can get agitated sometimes. So sometimes I do feel agitation, and I can't really figure out where that's coming from. So that could be coming from doing healing code.
Yeah, it could happen. It you know, if that's maybe you've been something you've been also working on, that tends to happen. That you know, the thing we want to heal gets stronger first before it heals. So it's kind of coming up, and then it subsides. But yeah, we can also get some sort of, you know, kind of emotional irritation or, you know, feeling agitated. That can also happen, you know, when as things are healing. So it could have to do with that for sure.
Yeah, when we first got the custom trilogy for depression, my husband just plays it
mm-hmm.
sleeping. And I think we get effects from that, you know. But he's just very relaxed and his subconscious is doing it. And I was feeling very agitated over the next, you know, eight. So I think that's a healing response.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, the healing code has different effects on people. Like, some people get very, very relaxed, and other people feel more energized. So it really depends on each person, you know?
Okay.
So you maybe it would be more helpful if you notice that it happens to you to just maybe work with the healing coach during the day. So, yeah, whatever works best for sure. Whatever you feel helps you the most. You know, there's no one approach, but you can kind of see and tweak it a little, you know, if you feel like one thing works better than the other.
Okay, so when I can't figure out why do I feel like this, then there's a strong possibility that it is related to healing.
Yeah, definitely.
Because there's nothing else.
For sure. If nothing else is going on, or if you feel that you can't really pinpoint where it comes from, it could definitely be that. What I would suggest is address that. You know, when you feel agitated for no reason, you don't have to find out the reason. That's the wonderful thing. You just, you know, do a code, and you could even use the trilogy or, you know, the process that you got for the depression and anxiety, and just focus on that agitation that you feel in that moment, and it should usually get better really fast.
Okay. And I just wanted to, the last thing I wanted to say was, when one of the callers wanted to know, or they wrote in saying, which order do you stack your hands? Just, I heard this,
mm-hmm.
and I just thought I'd share it, is when you, with Qigong, or Qigong, just, males put your left hand on top of your head and your right hand on top of that, and females put your right hand on top of your head and the left on top of that hand. I thought that was
interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. It's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, that's very nice. Yeah, maybe Sharon can try that and see how that makes it, if she feels, you know, one better than the other.
So
very
females,
good.
Females is the right hand first and then the left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you so much. That's wonderful information.
Okay.
All right. You're so welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, I think we had one more written question. I think Sharon wrote something else. I'm going to read it again. She wrote, sometimes I do a code in bed before going to sleep or when I wake up, but I can drift off or start daydreaming, so I keep starting over or jumping back in where I left off. Dr. Lloyd says if you get interrupted once, you don't have to start over, but if it is more than once, then start over. It is only in the prayer time that I drift. Once I start the positions, I'm fine. Yeah, I mean, if you drift off in your prayer time, what he does mean and refers to is the positions. So, yeah, just go how you feel. If you feel like, oh, I can kind of, you know, continue where I left off with my prayer, that's perfectly fine. And even if it happened several times, don't worry about that. That's what I would say for sure. So. Okay, yeah, she says she just wanted my comments on that. Yeah, but, definitely I wouldn't say it's an issue at all. And if you feel yourself drifting off, well, it's actually a good sign, you know, because you're relaxed. Yeah, you could definitely just, you know, continue where you left off with your prayer. Okay. Let's see if we have any more questions. If you have a question or calling in, you can press *2 on your keypad or press the button raise hand. If you're calling in from the web call, you do need a headset though. All right. Okay, everybody, such wonderful questions today. You do still have time for questions if anything further comes up. Okay, Sharon wrote another comment, I think. She says, this is really nice. It is my first call. Thank you so much for doing these calls. And for those of you who have responded to my questions, thank you again. Oh, you're so welcome, Sharon. I'm so happy you're here. And so glad it's helpful. Wonderful. So what I would suggest is that we continue with our next round of the Universal Healing Code, which is what we're going to do right now. If anything else pops up, either while we do the Healing Code or after, I will still, you know, hang on for another minute or two if you have any more questions. But that's what we're going to do next. So if you brought an issue today, you can absolutely continue working on that right now as we do the next round of the Healing Code. Or if you feel that the issue that you initially came in with today has really dramatically shifted and you don't feel whatever it is that you felt negatively is not there anymore, you can also, of course, choose a different issue. By issue, you know, it could be a big issue, but it could also be something maybe, you know, an upsetting situation that happened today, something that agitated you, you know, or whatever it could be. So it could be, it can really be anything, a big issue or something that happened right now, something that's bothering you at this time. So whatever you can think of, it's really up to you. Or, like I said before, you can also just stay open and just let the Healing Code work in you and allow it to work in each and every single area of your being that needs healing right now, whether you're aware of it or not. And you could formulate your prayer in that way and just stay open without having an actual focus right now. So whatever feels best. All right, so now everybody has the opportunity again to prepare. Choose your issue. You can rate it on a scale from 1 to 10 and identify the negative beliefs and emotions that you experience in regards to that issue. Or if nothing pops up, if that's difficult for you, don't worry about that. Your heart knows exactly where it's coming from. So it's not like we have to figure out every single detail. That's not necessary at all. It is helpful to become aware, you know, of certain emotions and beliefs, and it tends to help us release them faster and to invite, you know, the truth and even more. So you can do that. And if you have an early memory pop up, definitely include that in your prayer as well. All right, I know everybody. You can go ahead and say your prayer if you'd like for the issue or just for general healing. Whatever feels best to you right now. If you haven't finished, you can absolutely continue praying. Dear God, I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, now state your problem or your issue and the accompanying memories and feelings if you found them, would be found, opened, and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Amen. All right. And we get started again with both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. And relax. Focus on your love picture, beautiful memory. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. And both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Keep relaxing. Take nice deep breaths from your stomach. And keep focusing on healing, on unconditional love and acceptance. yourself, of others, the love of God for you. Both hands, temples, both hands, temples. Last position, you can place both hands over the middle of your chest, again over your heart center. Take another nice deep breath. And I release this healing again to each and every one of you on our call, in truth and in love from heart to heart. Again, thank you so much for sharing your energy and your loving, positive spirit and heart with everyone on the call. It does have a really great and powerful effect to do a healing code together. So this is a great opportunity. You can write your issue again if you'd like and determine whether you would like to address it again at a later time, even after the call if you would like. And you can use, of course, the universal healing code, or if you have a different code, like one of our callers, she had one of the custom trilogy processes, or a custom healing code, whatever it is that you work with, or the manual. She, probably most of you know that there's quite a lot of different tools that we do have available. All right, and now you have a last opportunity to ask a question or leave a comment if you'd like. So if you're calling in from a phone number, from a phone, you can press star 2 on your keypad, which will raise your hand, and I will then unmute your line. If you're calling in from the webcast, you can just press the button raise hand, or also you can punch in star 2 in your dial pad that you will see there as well. Or you can also, of course, submit a written comment. Okay, Lori asks, will there be a 3 p.m. call next Thursday? Yes, Lori, there will be a call next Thursday as well. And we actually have another call tonight, which will be at 8:30 p.m. Again, here in our platform. Probably you should have received a link for that as well. I think it's the same phone number. It's the same as for this call. So if you would like to call in again, that would be another opportunity. And again, next time would be next Thursday at 3 p.m. after today. So it's each Thursday. All right. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much for being here, for your many great questions and comments and helpful tips for everybody involved. I hope everybody has a wonderful, blessed rest of the week. Many hugs and much love for everybody. And I will now unmute everybody's lines if anybody wants to say bye. Bye-bye, everybody. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Sharon.
Bye.
Thank you, Annika.
Bye-bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.